Jesus is alive. Amen? Amen. The Lord began stirring this message in me about 4 weeks ago. And so He's just been having me ponder and think on this. And I am blessed by what He has revealed to me and to my heart once again to renew and to remind me. And I pray that you will be blessed in the preaching of this word. Let's bow our heads. Great and mighty God, we come before you and we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for our Savior. We thank you that we are reconciled to you. We thank you that our hope is in Jesus. And we thank you that you are faithful and true, and that not one word will pass away, but you will fulfill all of your word. We are thankful that we are born again and belong to you. So may Jesus be glorified. May he be magnified. May he receive all the praise and worship that is due him, that belongs to him in the giving of this word today. In Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture today, as we start off, will be Acts 4:12 and Matthew 28:1 through 7. Acts 4:12 and Matthew 28, verses 1 through 7. I have other scriptures that I will give you and that I will refer to, so you can just listen. But in Acts 4:12, it says, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." What name are we speaking of here? Jesus the Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ, that is the name, Jesus. There is no other name. This is the name that the disciples were declaring to the people. Not only were they preaching that Jesus is the only way for salvation, but with the name of Jesus, they were healing. They were healing in Jesus' name. They were raising the dead in the name of Jesus. The lame were walking in the name of Jesus. Demons were cast out in the name of Jesus. Blind eyes were opened in the name of Jesus. People were being saved in the name of Jesus. It was the preaching of the gospel with authority in the name of Jesus that his church was being built. The foundation stone, Jesus. Jesus Christ. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood and he preached Acts 2:38 through 39. He said, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call." Resurrection Sunday is one day set aside to remind everyone that there is an empty grave and an occupied throne in heaven. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Jesus is no longer in a grave. Now listen, you can say hallelujah, you can say amen, because I know you agree with all of this. Jesus sits on the throne in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. We do not go to a tomb that is occupied. It is not occupied. But we do go to a throne that is occupied. In Matthew 28, verses 1 through 8. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, and behold, I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. This is why we gather. This is why we come together in church. This is why we have church. For he is risen. You know, Christians gather week after week for Bible study on a multitude of subjects. Sunday after Sunday, Christians come and sing songs and hear preaching. But without this, there would be no need. He is risen from the dead. That is what the church is built on. It's built on the fact that Jesus is risen from the dead. That's the good news that you have to tell. This is what makes our message so different from every voice out there trying to draw you away, shouting loudly in the streets. We have another way. Listen to us. You can do all of this. And we have another way. We follow another man. We can show you his writings and his grave where his bones are. Oh no, my brothers and sisters. Oh no, do not listen to that voice. Proclaim loudly and boldly, he is risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts 4:12 tells us, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Those voices out there are lying, deceiving spirits trying to lead you away, to take you away from the good news. You have the good news. You have the good news within you. And as these women ran to tell, we need to run and tell. No other man has risen from the dead and is seated on the throne. No other man has defeated death nor conquered the grave. There is only one, and his name is Jesus. And we remember that on Resurrection Sunday. It is the day that we celebrate. Listen, we know this all year long, but it is a day. And there is nothing wrong with coming together with believers and celebrating and shouting hallelujah, shouting praise to God, shouting amen at the reading of the scripture. Revelation 1:18 says, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Make no mistake. Jesus died on the cross. He was dead for 3 days, but on the third day, he arose from the dead, never to die again. He is alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Death nor the grave could hold the sinless Son of God, our Savior, our Redeemer. Jesus' resurrection is a total defeat of death. Listen, Jesus' resurrection is a total defeat of death. It was impossible for death to hold him. There was no sin in him. Remember, death came because of sin. The wages of sin is death, right? Death defeats man because it is a wage that we have to pay. We have to pay that. And it has a legal claim on man. But, listen, death is defeated by our resurrected Savior, Jesus Christ. In Revelation 1:18, he says, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Keys are a symbol of authority. And Jesus is sovereign over death. His conquest of death is permanent and eternal. Jesus did not have a penalty. He took our sins upon him. And Jesus' death was a voluntary sacrifice for our sin. Not his, for there was no sin found in him. Let's turn to the Gospel of John. John chapter 10. Hold on. John chapter 10. And I want us to read verses 17 and 18. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. He has the power. He has the power, and he has the authority. Death has been conquered. He has defeated it. He has the keys. Listen, in Revelation 20:14, then death and Hades was cast into the lake of fire. Do you understand? Death is his last enemy, and he has defeated death. There comes a time when they all receive their judgment. In Revelation 19:20, we see that the beast and the false prophet were cast into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. So you see, there is a time coming. There is an appointed time for everything. God's not slack in his return. But there is opportunity for all of those to hear the good news that we have within us, to have the hope that we have. If we tell them that he is alive, he's not dead. That's an empty tomb. If you go to Jerusalem, you're going there, you're going to spend all of that money to go see an empty tomb, because he's not there. But you can stay at home, go in your bedroom, you can sit with your friends, and here on church on Sunday, you can go to the throne. You can go to the throne in prayer in the name of Jesus. We have authority and we can go there. In Revelation 20:10, the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Jesus has the keys of death and Hades, because all authority belongs to our resurrected Savior. Listen, death had no hold over him. He conquered death. The grave could not keep him. It had no rights to him. He laid down his life voluntary for me, for you, and for everyone who will believe. And he is alive now. It is an empty tomb. And so just as those women ran to tell his disciples, that good news was within them. We have that good news within us. We serve a resurrected Savior who is seated on a throne, not wrapped in grave clothes in a tomb. Because he lives and I am his child, I live. Death nor the grave can lay claim to me or any who are born again. Hallelujah. How can you even be seated at that statement? Because he lives and I am his child, I live. Say it. I live. Death nor the grave can lay claim to me or any who were born again. The good news that you are all able to shout from the rooftops, that you are able to stand on, is grounded in Jesus Christ's victory over death. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:14 says, we know that we have passed from death to life. That is what we know. That is our promise. 2 Timothy 1:10 says, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. If you have received the gospel, then you belong to Jesus Christ. If you have received the gospel, if you have received Jesus Christ, you belong to him. And you and death has been abolished, and you have been brought to life. Listen, family of God, born again believers have the message of life for the lost and dying world. We have that message. We have received it, and now we have a message to share. We have life to share. Those voices that are crying out there and shouting another man's name, those voices are not for us. We don't give heed to those voices. We don't listen to that. when you may be feeling down or you see the things going on in the world and you think there is no hope, no, you have hope above all people. You have hope above all people. Jesus has fulfilled His word when He said that the grave could not hold Him. He said He would be resurrected on the third day, and He was, and He is. He says He's coming back for us, and He will fulfill that. Don't be lured away by the other voices. There is no other name that man can be saved other than Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Why would you not lift up your voice and declare that Jesus is alive, and because He lives, we live. Amen? Because He lives, we live. Because Jesus has conquered death and the grave. He is not in a grave, but on a throne. We believers also have victory over death. Paul writes in Romans 8:37, "Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. We live because He lives. He is alive. He reigns upon the throne." In 1 Corinthians 15:20, "But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have died." He's the first fruit, and we follow. He was the first fruit before the Lord, and we now are the harvest. As is with us, we will be resurrected. John 14:19 says, "Because I live, you will also live." Because I live, you will also live. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I want to read verses 50 through 57. "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory.' O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." We have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This day for God's people is that one special day that we want to think on nothing else, but that He is risen. One day set aside. Think of it this way, as you do a birthday, your children's birthday, your siblings' birthday, your parents' birthday, anniversaries of your marriage, whatever anniversary, but it is a day. It's momentous days in our lives that we set aside. We remember that special day. We know every day of the week that we were born. So do our parents. But the joy of you coming into their life, the joy of your birthday is something that they want to celebrate. And they're telling everyone how blessed they are to have you. So there is a celebration prepared. Even if it's just you and your parents. If it's just you and your parents and your siblings. Your extended family. And then you have friends who are coming around. But it is a celebration. It is a remembrance. So that everyone can celebrate your life. So thus we have Resurrected Sunday. So we know nothing in our mind tells us each Sunday that we gather or each day that He's not resurrected. We know He is. But there is that one day. There is that one day that we come and we celebrate. It's the same with our anniversaries. We know every day that we are married. But that one day we set aside, we make it special, and let everyone know by celebrating. And there are landmark celebrations. There's that first anniversary, that 10th anniversary, that 20th, 25th, 50th anniversary. And those are, you want everyone to know what an incredible day it was. They all know that you're married. And it's not like you're saying, oh, I just remembered I was married. But it is a day that you celebrate with everyone. And so today we celebrate. We celebrate He is risen. The grave could not hold Him. He is on the throne because He lives, because He is resurrected. We also will be resurrected for eternity. For eternity. We are married, and we are married until we go home to be with Jesus. We have a birthday every year until we go home to be with Jesus. There is one voice that you need to hear. One voice, people. That is the Lamb of God who takes away our sin. It is the Good Shepherd who calls us. We are His people. It is the Holy Spirit when He is speaking in the earth today. He speaks through you. He speaks through you to go out and tell the good news. He empowers you to give the good news. He comes, He fills your mouth with the words to give the good news. He, the voice that reconciles us to the Father. It's Jesus. His death, His burial, His resurrection. He has now joined us. He's reconciled us. There was a price. There was a wage to be paid. He paid that. We no longer owe it. And we are reconciled. And who is coming again that He may take His bride home to live with Him forever and ever? It's Jesus. Jesus is coming again. Now that word is as sure as the word that said He would be in the grave 3 days, as Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days. He is the way and the truth. There is no other way to eternal life. He is the way for us, for all who will believe. Acts 4:12 said, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." John 3:3 says, "Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." We celebrate today because we serve a resurrected Lord, because we are born again, because we will see this kingdom of God. He is coming for us, and we will live in eternity with Him. This is not eternity. This life is passing, and eternity is with Him or without Him. Where death and Hades is, where the beast and the false prophet are, where Satan is in the lake of fire, burning with brimstone, being tormented forever and ever. Do you want that, or do you want to be with Him eternally? Unless one is born again, he cannot see this kingdom of God. That is the message that we have. We have the message of a resurrected Savior. We have the message of, listen, the one we follow is not in a grave. Yes, oh yes, yes, He died. Oh yes, yes, He was buried. Oh yes, yes, He was there for 3 days. But go now. There is no bones there. There are no bones for you to gaze upon, for He is seated on the throne. If you want to see Him, then you bow before Him. Come before Him, ask Him to save you, and give your life to Him, and then He will call you son or daughter, and you will have eternal life with Him. We have the same testimony as the women did here in Matthew 28. We have that same testimony. This is the first day of the week. What are we here celebrating today? We are celebrating an empty tomb. We are celebrating the one who sits upon the throne. We are celebrating that He now has saved us and we belong to Him. We celebrate the fact that we have the good news. And what is that good news? That He is risen. He is risen indeed. We are the ones now who carry that good news like these women did when they were first told by the angel, go and tell. Go and tell His disciples. And then the disciples were commissioned to go into all the world. To go into all the world. Now, where is all the world? It is where you are and those around you. You have the words of life. Do not be afraid. You have the Holy Spirit living within you to give you the boldness that you need. You have the good news. Your voice should be louder than those who are bringing a false gospel. Run and tell, He is risen. Amen and amen.